Peter Shelley, Conservation Law Foundation. I had one question, I think, which was just answered, which was whether or not Objective 3 included protecting adult population structure, which seems to be important in some species. And I think I heard you say yes.
I think as the CAT would look at it in terms of whether that was a critical process that wasn't somehow controlled by overall ACL management.
Okay. The other observation, I think this is very useful. I think the objectives are excellent, really good. But one of the things I would point out based on the Framework 48 discussion around opening the closed areas, the mortality closed areas, so-called, one of the assumptions that I believe I heard many of the council members operating from was that mortality could be controlled through quotas and the impacts on productivity related to fish habitat could be controlled through the omnibus habitat amendment, which to date is focusing pretty strictly on physical structures and vulnerability to fishing gear, physical structures. In this survey of a lot of very knowledgeable scientists, out of the top 10 factors that were identified, only two of those, as I count them, were directly related to strictly controlling mortality or protecting physical structures. There are a lot of other productivity factors that may be associated with these closed areas that, as far as we can tell, are not being considered by the council before you open them up to sectors to go into through their operating plans. Thank you.